Hello, welcome to News Fox. It's Wednesday, 4th of July. 4th of July is somehow relevant to Americans, but I'm not going to tell
you. Congratulations to the Americans, to you, have your independence.
Oh, right, they just wave a flag.
And some pumpkins.
No pumpkins.
That's
not from November, that's Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Independence is a whole different thing. That's just, you know, the statement of independence, and then in November they give thanks for it.
Independence.
And have an occupy. Britain. Well, the English. Boston Tea Party?
No.
Okay, well.
I like tea.
I know you do.
And I like parties.
I know you do. Have you been to Boston?
I've never been to Boston, I've been near Boston.
Do you like the band Boston?
The Red Room. But I did like the Crucible that was set in Boston.
Apologies, I haven't been in News Fox for a few days due to IT issues. Nothing more exciting than that. So we have missed terrorist attacks, which in many ways I think is just as well.
Yeah, I don't like covering that carefully.
No, because we just make inappropriate jokes about towers and things.
But
so we come back to you on Wednesday the 4th of July with some brilliant news.
Yeah, really great news. There's been a space probe.
Harry Potter's opened in the West End.
We're going to be bringing you news from Wimbledon.
And there's been
a camel found with four humps.
I got a camel story. It fell off the back of a lorry.
Really?
Yeah.
How odd. What's he doing on the lorry?
Well, they don't know, but they're trying to find it. In Sweden. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find the owner of the camel. They're actually transporting it somewhere. It fell off the back. They just drove off, and then they found the corpse in the road.
Oh, it's dead.
Yeah. So they're going to try and find the animal, the owner, and get him for animal abuse.
I should think so too. Oh, so did you say there's been some good news?
Yes, Alan Johnston has been released from captivity.
Really?
He turned feral.
It doesn't take long, does it?
It doesn't. He's mainly eating beetles and mice.
Yeah, he's using his claws to scratch around at things.
Yeah, but we're all pleased to see him.
Scratching at beetles' faces.
But you know what that means? Now that we've got him back, mm-hmm. Little Maggie's going to pop up again now. Out what her parents are going to say, look, that's not fair. He was a grown up, aren't the girl still missing? Where is she? Release her.
Mm. Well, people did squatter, didn't they, in Gibraltar wearing a wig?
Yeah, it turns out it was just a child that had different hair from her.
Right. Oh, and the other thing that's quite exciting at the moment is the London Mayor. Will it be Red Ken? Will it be Gary fucking Bushell? Oh, please no. I'd have to move out of London. Or would it be?
I can state definitively, I would move out of London if Gary Bushell was there.
Yeah, actually I would.
And I'm not like Paul Daniels, when you're talking about the country's name gets in, he's still fucking here. I would go.
Yeah, I'd be so disappointed.
I quite fancy living out in the sticks anyway.
Or Boris Johnson.
Yeah!
Who, although he is the story, he is often the voice of reason.
Yeah, but at the same time, I do prefer someone with a bit of sense and a hairbrush to be the mayor.
Like Ken Livingston, at least he can brush his hair over his orbit in quite a neat way.
Gordon Bloom.
I think Gary Bushell, on the radio before, he had no idea what he was talking about. He's going, oh, yeah, we're doing a proposal for the Scottish and the Welsh, and that's my policy.
Well, maybe you should think about congestion charging, the underground, public transport's a very major issue in London.
You know, we could all go around saying stuff like that, but, you know, it's all going to add up at the end of the day, isn't it? What a cunt.
Gordon Brown is Prime Minister. He's been Prime Minister for a week.
5 days.
Isn't it? No.
Well,
on Question Time today.
Oh, but he wasn't counting the weekend, he said, leave me alone, David Cameron. I've only had the job for 5 days. I don't know the answer to everything yet.
What's thinking so far?
So far,
he's been slightly eclipsed by the terrorist attack. He could work that quite well.
I think he's doing all right, actually.
He has come up with some ideas for the future. He said he'd like MPs to be given the final say on declaring war. He thinks voting in general elections and so on should be moved from Thursday to the weekend.
True. Oh yeah, and he wants to lower it.
Lower the voting age.
Young people are always less young, aren't they?
they are always lefties, and they might actually have some enthusiasm about voting, like the old cunt.
Apart from that girl who was on Shipwreck, who wanted to bring back the Empire.
I think by the end of it, she was a lefty. And we met, of course, notorious child Tory.
William Hague?
What
about the antique boy?
I don't know about him, but it does look quite like William Hague. There's a clip of him addressing the Tory Party conference when he was about 14, who looks exactly the same but with more hair. That's the only thing he's famous for. Public will be consulted on the new Bill of Rights, don't let me. New Security Council will be set up. Prime Minister will no longer choose Church of England bishops. Didn't know they did.
Well, cabinet meetings
are now on Tuesdays rather than Thursday. Start the week better.
You can't do it on a Monday because you have like the banking soon.
Yeah. Thursday, basically going, which Friday tomorrow, brilliant.
Yeah, Friday everything. Really
you need to go, these are action points, off you go, go get them done. He also apparently wants to bring back flags, big fella flags.
Yeah.
And he says that he's going to get rid of those dirty terrorists.
Dirty terrorists who are running the NHS.
Exactly.
That's a bit bad, isn't it? Do you think, oh, I'm safe at least in hospital, I'm lying here and then somebody comes and gives you at least an injection?
It's weird though, do you think that if you have, obviously you have to undergo, in whatever country you train in, you have to undergo a huge amount of training to come up with a huge skill, and you must be so incredibly dedicated and so. In awe of human life to become a doctor, I think, to really, really respect it. And then you go, I'll tell you what, just blow some big blood, but we'll fail at it because we're doctors, not wonderful.
So I've got the BBC annual report here.
Oh, yeah.
I've just been doing some sums. To be honest, if you look at that, it says boobless. I don't think it adds up. Last year, guess how many times they showed repeats
of
Only Fools and Horses.
Not actually that many last year. I'd say thousands.
1,671. And that was just the episode where he falls through the car. Not to mention the episode where there's a blow of gold in the back of the car.
Well, see now, yes, here. what they've been saying is that they'd like to make fewer programmes but show more repeats, but they'll do it across channels, which I think is a good idea, because like yesterday, CSI was on, and it was a season finale, so I needed to watch that.
Is that BBC?
No, it's on Channel 5. But on BBC, BBC4, they had the thick of it, and I really wanted to watch that as well. Mm. I was thinking, well, they'll repeat it later in the week. And then I looked on tomorrow, today's thing, and it wasn't repeated, and then I got bored of looking, so I stopped. But I like it when they repeat things on different channels and at different times, so you have more of an opportunity to watch them. So I don't use the video anymore, it's just. And I don't think people generally do. Do they? People have.
I've certainly never worked out.
Sometimes your video gets knackered, you go, well, I don't really tape anything anymore. I have got all, the full complement of sitcoms from the 80s that I would might want to watch at some point, but I probably won't, because they're on anyway.
Yeah.
On iTunes.
So I don't have iTunes.
So. Oh, well, digital's great when it works, but it's not aerial shit. But anyway, I didn't see the thick of it. If anyone did,
I
enjoyed it.
I ate too many carbs last night. So
lots of people we know are in the thick of it these days, Yeah.
Is he in? I saw McQueen in Holby City last night. He was being mean about Diana at the funeral.
He's never been in Holby City when I've watched it, but I've only watched it twice. Next time he's on, will you tell me?
I sobbed all the way through it. Anyway.
Gadgets,
stress and energy saving.
Oh.
Are you a fan of gadgets?
I do have a lot of gadgets, but I am also a fan of energy saving.
What gadgets do you have that you don't need?
Don't need?
Or, what do you have gadget-wise?
MP3 player.
Yeah.
I use it every day.
Yeah.
Digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use that every day. Actually, I do. I take pictures of my own breasts every day. That's so I can monitor the changes.
That would be really good, actually.
That'd be a good project, actually, wouldn't it?
Somebody did that where they took a picture of their baby every day, but then they got done for being a peace file. They did. They got, you know, mentioned that they could go.
They weren't done, they were just mentioned in passing. Or the gadgets have got a DVD player.
Rampant Rabbit,
yeah. Digital TV thing. Food processor.
Frying pan.
That's what a gadget. So, yeah, and everyone's leaving them on all the time.
Radio.
Mobile phone.
So, yeah, the thing is, as much as we like energy saving is being threatened by the gadgets.
Well, I'm quite good at turning stuff off. I always unplug all my chargers, and I do make sure that in the living room, the TV and the gadget.
Seems right.
The TV and the stereo and the digital thing and Penny.
Doodah.
Internet. Yeah, I make sure they all turn off with a socket every night. Because it doesn't matter the number of times on them.
Doesn't matter.
Well. So it's not me, is what I'm saying.
You know who a lot of diabetics are fat.
Yeah. Is it because they eat? So they're fat. They're diabetic because they're fat.
Often.
It's very common in India where they all have very sweet teeth.
Well.
It's a lot of sweet.
If you skip your insulin injection, you'll lose weight. So that's my tip of the day.
I will go back to BBC briefly. Apparently, Catherine Tate's going to be the new assistant on Doctor Who.
Yeah. Doing that character that she did at Christmas, the Runaway Bride.
The one that was really annoying.
The one that just wasn't a very good character.
No, and why isn't Martha James doing it? We like her. She's nice, she's feisty and pretty.
Yeah, I'll bring back Billy.
But maybe her and Doctor Who are having a break, because she did make a poignant speech to her at the end.
Did she?
Yeah, she was saying about, she being, I have a friend who lived in the shared flat with this guy and she was completely in love with him, but he never even noticed her. And eventually, I just kept telling her she had to get out because he was never going to notice her. And she just had to move away and get out before she went mad, so she could move on. And she went, and I have to leave this, and this is me getting out. She was saying that she loved him, but he didn't love her back.
What did he say?
Really?
And then did he.
And then he crashed into Titanic.
Did he?
Yeah, it was really shit.
And then did he suddenly realise what she said to him?
No, he was just a bit blank. So anyway, she's going to be replaced with Catherine Tate for a while, then she'll get too irritating, and then I'll realise what he's missing.
He ain't going to fancy Catherine Tate.
Of course he's not.
Is she going to do her own number? You know, I said that there's a time and energy saving gadget dress and time bomb.
Yeah.
There's also a data ticking time bomb.
What's that then?
Floppy disks.
Mm.
All sorts of old ways of storing data.
They're all going to get lost.
We've saying this now, we've got hundreds of them. Soon going to be, unable to get it. And actually already, I've got lots of floppy disks down in the kitchen. I'm sure I don't need what's on them.
That's the thing, if you haven't looked at them for the past 5 years, the likelihood is...
But there might be a little gem.
Well, that's it. Sometimes it's fraudulent, isn't it? You get all of my dissertation there. What are we going to do with them? Do you know it's July now and it's the summer?
Yes.
Guess what happened yesterday in Clapham, South London?
What?
Hailstone, hot hail, Lee Mercer style. They weren't really hot, they were cold. But there's a woman with walking through the snow in sandals. I mean, you think she'd looked out the window and gone, shit, there's hail everywhere. Maybe she's got a dress before she
Maybe she'd been walking for hours.
Well, I don't understand if people who do insist on wearing sandals even though it's been raining solidly for the past 3 weeks.
I know it's July.
But some wellies on or some sensible shoes that aren't going to get your feet all cloggy. Sandals are going to go like yours in Edinburgh that year. You're wearing them every day, despite a big trench of rain. And they weren't green and slimy.
But I was comfortable. The only person that wasn't comfortable was you because of the smell. And that made me laugh. Hey, and they went slimy every day, didn't they?
Yeah.
I had to have wiped the slime off. Yeah. That was cool. I still got one of those.
they'll be obsolete soon.
I can't sell them. I just want to mention the chart.
The Top of the Pops chart?
Top of the Pops.
Is that Umbrella song still on the one?
That I don't know. But there's that Cause song. That makes me want some vomit.
It's not actually the Cause, it's Andrea Corr gone solo, but it does sound exactly like the Cause.
Yeah. She makes me want to rip my own.
I'm so glad that you feel like that, because I have, for the past 9 years, harboured similarly violent thoughts towards the Cause.
See, I'm not... They've never bothered me before. I've never, I wouldn't go and buy a single. But I've not felt violent before.
I have always felt violent. Since I worked at HMV, I had to listen to it constantly.
So why
for 3 months.
So at the end of every line, she sings, why do they all have to rhyme? It's like, you know, if it was...
A, B, C.
Yeah, A. So you stupid woman. And also, I hate Mika now.
Yeah, Mika's new single. Ladies! How do you say ladies in such an awful...
Ladies!
It makes you want to actually... It makes you want to sew up your own vagina.
It makes me want to, castrate myself and everybody else. I'd like to rip his smug face off. And, shove it up a fat woman's arse and see how much she likes it or not.
So what's happening now in the property world? A glorified caravan is owed £500,000. £500,000.
For caravan?
Essentially, yes. It's a sort of chalet. I think it's better than a caravan. I think it's a kind of mobile homes chalet style.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. Nice.
But you also have to pay £5,000 annual lease for the plot on top of the £500,000. Bloody Wales.
Fucking Wales. You've got it there.
It's in North Wales as well, not even the sunny bit.
Is it near Bangor?
Probably. The average person who lives there earns £16,000 a year. The average house price is £290,000.
Crikey,
so it's already a stretch.
More than I would have thought. If you like Mylene Class, she's got a picture for some magazine.
Just a picture.
Yeah, there you go.
That isn't a picture. I'd like to say a picture of my room.
For the character of that. Ming Campbell.
Yep.
He made a joke today. He had the whole of the House of Commons laughing and going,
yeah!
Barbecue. Is that what they say?
Rhubarb,
innit? Rhubarb! Because he made a joke about David Cameron falling inside Gordon Brown's arsehole.
Indeed.
He did. Basically.
Everyone knows David Cameron for Tony Blair. He was his hero.
Well, he was his hero, but it's better because, he obviously, you don't want to fuck over your hero, do you? Talking of heroes, I've got a list of Gordon Brown's heroes.
Well, can I just do a story while your computer's booting up? Pete Doherty's been crying because there's a warrant out for his arrest yesterday. He didn't turn up for his some sort of prosecution type of thing, but he did turn up 2 hours late. Had to spend lunchtime in the cell. And he went, "Help, help! I'm not living with Kate Moss anymore." He didn't actually say that they split up, but that he'd been going through some personal problems. And so then they let him off, I think. He didn't go into rehab again. Yawn!
It's a bit like a cycle, isn't it, really?
I think that it is. I think you might be using Kate Moss as an excuse now. You just signed in.
Right, Brown's hero. Edith Cavell. Was
it Susan Nader?
Florence Nightingale. Dietrich von Hofer, who was a vicar. Raoul Wallenberg, a businessman who tried to save some Hungarian Jews. Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Nelson Mandela, Dame Cicely Saunders, and Aung San Suu Kyi. Just some in my phone. Those are the top people.
Jim Victor.
No one else in there. I would have liked to have seen some more kind of popular culture people.
Oh, I know you would have done. Such as Paul Heaton, Andy Bell. Shackleton, he's been good.
Benny Shackleton.
He's quite a good hero, actually, isn't he?
Benny Shackleton, yeah. You might have liked.
Let me like anyone. Lindsay Lohan's 21, and she celebrated by wearing a bikini and not getting drunk. Well done, her. She is still unable to give up Callum Best, though, apparently.
How can she not?
I don't know. Simon Cowell is obsessed with exercise, and he does 300 press-ups a day, and even if he's flying that day, he'll do them on the airplane. So I'm guessing he's not flying the standard club.
That's a bit like me.
An aquarium is singing love songs to sharks in a desperate bid to get them to mate. You'd think if you were at an aquarium, you'd probably know a little bit about fish and how they don't enjoy listening to Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. It's not going to give them the horn. Neither is End This Love by Lionel Richie and Diana Ross.
That song will probably annoy the female shark.
It's only you who's annoyed by it.
I don't think it is only me. Tom Cruise is even more banned from Germany than he was last week. No, they won't let his film do any film in there, even though he films about Germany.
And as I heard, he's also not allowed to buy sauerkraut anywhere in the world.
Really? And I did notice actually looking at a closer picture of him.
Yeah.
Quite ugly.
Celebrities have been saying weird things, almost as if they're made up. John Travolta is annoyed that Look Who's Talking has been voted the worst film of the 80s, because he said, I have starred in worse stinkers than those. Charlotte Church has been singing to her baby bump, and she says, its favourite seems to be my hit, Crazy Chick. Which I'm sure is exactly how she talks. My favourite is Antonio Banderas. He says he wants to make...
My wife's got no nose.
He wants to make the Pussy Boots character from Shrek even more camp. Everyone loves his high-handed attitude and the camp put-down, he says. He's pretty good for a man who couldn't speak English 20 years ago. I don't think he did say that, though. I'm not saying he couldn't.
I only ever seen him in Ibiza. Oh, and all the other ones, but I liked him best in Ibiza.
I like him best in the film Desperado, which is
And was he in Dracula or something?
No, he was in Into the Vampire.
That's the one, yeah. Oh, that girl was really there. She didn't grow up.
Yeah, and now look what she turned into. Dopey, blank-eyed Kirsten Dunst.
Really? Is that her?
So you don't forgive her.
Wimbledon's all fucked up. Because they should have played games on Sunday.
And catch
that
up. Be alright.
It's all be alright. It's yeah. All alright. So now they've issued all the players with one of those little hats with a
see-through one. An umbrella one.
On top of the head so that they can... it means they're not quite as streamlined.
So what they're going to do? They just have to play at night time or something.
Yeah, but there's enough fog.
I can hear it from you. This is cool. A man who makes robots or anything. He's made 400 lifelike robots. He's made one of him. It's brilliant. What he has done though, because I looked at him, I went, "Oh, can't tell the difference." Then you realise that he's actually made it a bit more handsome than he is in real life. But it's pretty fucking
That's
good.
A robot.
Yeah, it looks like a good waxwork, not a normal one from Matthew Cole.
Fucking hell.
Cool, huh?
I've never seen a robot like that before. What can it do? It
doesn't say, but probably just look like
it. I mean, is it just a dummy or is it actually a robot?
No, it's a robot.
Jesus.
He made 400 last like robot.
So that's the start, that's the beginning of the end, isn't it?
Yep.
If there's robots walking around that look human, and you don't know whether they're real or not.
It's going to be like Blade Runner, isn't it?
Actually, that could explain a lot.
they've made a pill which expands in your stomach to make your dietary feel the same dietary feel like a kind of larger meal. Mm-hmm. Which made me think, why bother getting pills? You get some of that, you know, that foam stuff that you put fill cracks with.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Or just have a little cheesy pasta, not I'll fill you up nicely. Or one of those never ending sausages.
You know Transformers from the 80s?
Yeah.
They're going to be a big toy this Christmas. Oh. And the film coming out.
Transformers.
And Woolworths reckon that Toy Parrot that repeats words that they say to it is going to be a big seller, as well as Dalek.
I had that Toy Parrot, didn't I?
It's probably not exactly the same one.
But that repeated words.
Yeah, we're very good at it.
Jonathan
from Big Brother has quit because his granny died. And they told him, and he decided he was going to be.
Actually, I'm surprised his grandma's still alive.
I know, well, he's 50, so he must have had a good innings, that's all I can say.
The rest of them slayed.
The rest of grandma's
slayed.
They're both slagged, you know. Telly tonight, there's a thing on. Which, I don't really want to watch. It's the real Sherry Blair. Sherry Blair's been interviewed by Robot Slag, Fiona Broom. and she's talking about what she's like. It might be quite interesting. I'm quite interested in Sherry Blair, but I don't really like Fiona Broom, to be honest.
She is representing some people who are who say their human rights are being fucked up by a smoking ban, and she's helping them out. Must be quite difficult being wife of the PM.
Well, I don't think no one ever said it was going to be easy.
Mother of four and a top human rights lawyer.
And that is the news.
I'm a bit worried about the whole robot thing.
Well, let's think on. I'm afraid that's it for News Talk this week. It's just a single broadcast this week, but we'll be back next week.
Have we covered everything?
We did get a picture. We got a pin-up on Friday before the IT problem started. There was a cabinet, and we were gonna have a good old chat about them. And talk about them, but it feels a bit out of context now, really.
It is gonna rain some more, so galoshes. And a wind cheater.
And one of those hats with an umbrella on it.
Yeah, are all wise decisions.
Yeah, and also make sure you carry around plenty of plastic bags with you. So when your umbrella, when you've used your umbrella and it's wet, you can pop it inside the plastic bag so you have to put it directly into your briefcase and spoil your papers.
Or carry around a blow up mattress or lilo so that if things start getting out of control,
you can float
blow it up and you can float off. Pop off down the top. Me
And how you enjoyed the smoking bag?
Well,
it happened.
Went downstairs and everyone could smell the food cooking in the pot, so that was nice.
Didn't smell shit. There we go then. So that's thumbs up for that. Thumbs up for everything generally, apart from the terrorist attack, which we're condemning.
Yeah, and I might be condemning the robots as well. Yeah, sure.
Alright, that's us. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Yeah.